WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenToTheRef.com presents the Castle Football Show featuring comments from head coach Doug Hurt. This show is brought to you by Jimmy John's, Cruise & Wash, Mankey's Automotive, by Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, TF Ice Cream, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now here is your host, Dan Agurski. It is week six of the Castle Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It's all brought to you by Cruise & Wash, Jimmy John's, Mankey's Automotive, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, Award World Trophies, and TF Ice Cream. I'm Brad Klein filling in for Dan Egerski. We're going to hear from Doug Hurt, the head coach, breaking down last week's win against Vincennes and tomorrow's bout at the Bowl against Rice, and we're going to be carrying that on WREF as well. We're also going to hear from Christian Gray, the offensive lineman, the engine behind Max McCool and his 200-plus yards against Vincennes from last week, and the expected engine in what is supposed to be a sloppy game by way of weather for tomorrow. I'd imagine that the running game, it's going to be extra important at the Bowl, and Max McCool is going to rely on some Christian Gray blocks to get that done. All that and more on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Cruise & Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruise & Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Castle Football Show, week six. I'm Brad Klein filling in for Dan Agurski. Happy to be with you. Happy to be with Doug Hurt, the head coach of the Knights. Hey, coach, really appreciate the time.
Oh, absolutely, Brad. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So you're 4-1, winners of your last three games. That includes a 43-30 win against Vincennes from last week. So you look back at the tape as you get ready for Rice. We'll talk about the Panthers soon, but what sticks out on your side of the line of scrimmage from last Friday?
Well, I think on the positive note, I think our offense really came out and, you know, took care of business. Obviously, if you score 43 points in this conference, you're doing something right, because, you know, there are no weeks off, and people do a great job, you know, game planning, getting ready. I thought we really ran the ball well. We're physical up front with a scrappy Vincennes group, you know, and I also think, you know, there were huge plays made in the passing game, not only to convert on third down, but big plays down the field that set up scores might be as well as our offense has executed all year, and obviously that trend needs to continue. I think defensively it was a little bit of a mixed bag. I think, you know, we went in neck and neck at halftime and, you know, came out in the second half and played quite a bit better. We got a little bit of a surprise last week with a new quarterback, five-star baseball recruit, you know, that came out of nowhere. And, you know, we had heard that may be coming, but we didn't know much about the kid. Hey, they might have a new quarterback. Well, you know, they came out in empty, you know, which we hadn't seen all year, more conventional sets. They had been in a lot of slot formations. And to say that it felt like we had kind of wasted a week of practice, that might be accurate. So we had to adjust on the fly and compete, and we did. You know, I feel like, you know, when we kind of took one on the chin, you know, took a few shots on the chin in week two, we didn't respond very well. I think our kids battled back and showed a lot of character in the second half. And so, you know, some good, some bad defensively. I thought the kicking game was good. You know, I think we're getting better and better. And, you know, as we get into, you know, the final, you know, push of our schedule, I think that's going to be crucial that we're playing our best football.
Again, Doug Hurd here on WREF Week 6 of the Castle Football Show, talking about the 2-touchdown win against Vincennes from last Friday. And I'm Brad Klein filling in for Dan Agurski. Now, you mentioned the defense, and I hear you, what you're saying about how Vincennes changed it up, new quarterback, new formation, going empty. That's certainly a curveball and maybe something that gets the coaches a little frustrated. Like you said, maybe feels like a wasted week of practice. But I'll tell you this, after a win, no such thing as a wasted week of practice. You guys got the win. That was the objective. Let's go back to the offense for a second. And I hate to just focus on him because I feel like a lot of people talk about Max McCool all the time. And I get it, but we're going to talk to Christian Gray, one of the offensive linemen, later on in this program. I'm going to have to ask him a little bit about Max's numbers because I feel like Max is going to owe Christian and the rest of the offensive line some sort of reward, like a steak dinner or something like that. You go for more than 200 yards in four quarters, something's got to give, am I right?
Yeah, I think there's no question about it, and I think it starts with, you know, our center up front. Colton Adamson is playing at a really high level, and there's probably not an offense in the state that asks their center to do more in terms of mic identifications, modification of protection, you know, and then, you know, the infinite number of run schemes that we have and who's blocking who. It all really starts with our center. Christian Gray, you know, we've got, you know, Blake McKibben and Hart Hogue kind of shuffling at that right tackle position. And then you work left, Owen Fugate and Brock Anderson have Brock came back about 2 weeks ago and played his first football for us on Friday night, and that was a huge boost. So, you know, we're getting better, and those guys up front are doing great work. I think be remiss without talking about Bowden Morgan and his progression. You know, you look at, you know, yards per catch and yards per attempt in the passing game, you know, we're not throwing it a ton, but when we do, we've been very effective over the last few weeks. And, you know, you'd like to see that trend continue, I'm sure. You know, Wrights will have something to say about that, but Bowden has really come on along with our tight ends, you know, John Eigner and Bo Hurt, and our wide receivers, Jersey Wells, Isaac Salpetra, and Carter Bobe. Those guys have been out doing a great job and blocking and doing dirty work when they have to, but when their number's been called, they've been very effective, and that's really come on in the last 2 to 3 weeks. And like I said, you hope it continues. Because it's going to be important to have that diversity in our offense as we, you know, get into the you know, toughest part of our schedule, in my opinion.
Well, Coach, you called your shot. We'll talk more about the passing game as the toughest part of the schedule kicks in against Wrights, and that is tomorrow. But we'll take a step aside here from Christian Gray on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays. Carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners, they got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash, They're in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Bring your car or truck into Menke's Auto for a free certified inspection. No job is too large or small. Our full-service shop can handle everything from oil changes to engine replacements. Our technicians have over 90 years of experience, and Menke's offers free loaner cars as well. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week six of the Castle Football Show, I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Christian Gray, the offensive lineman for the Knights at 4-1 on the year, joins us here on WREF. Hey, Christian, how are we doing?
I'm doing good.
Really appreciate your time. Let's talk about last week, 43-30. Certainly the offense was clicking. Then again, you guys have been clicking on offense the last 3 weeks with at least 42 points in each of the last three games. So why? How do you diagnose the offensive success over the last 3 weeks?
I think it's really just us running the ball well, and we can set up the play action off the run, but mostly just getting good blocks for Max and letting him do his thing.
Obviously, Max McCool has had a really, really strong season. He's had a strong career. That doesn't happen without the blocking. But obviously, playing for him with a guy who runs as well as he does, what's it like blocking for Max McCool?
I mean, it makes my job a lot easier. I can tell you that much. But, I mean, the way he reads our blocks, and he can make cuts really fast, and it just makes everything click with the offense.
And now the offense getting ready to play one of the best teams you'll find in the area. And that's right, and the Panthers are undefeated. How's the team getting ready for this upcoming game on Friday tomorrow?
I mean, we just plan on doing what we do, running the ball, playing physical and fast. And, I mean, I don't really see us playing any differently than just what we do.
Is there anyone or anything that Wright's defense gives or shows that you personally and your 111th are looking at and saying, okay, it's my job to stop or to do this?
I mean, they got some good players over there. That's for sure. They're good for a reason, but I think just doing what we do, and I think just running the ball and setting up the play action like we always do.
Again, we're here on week six of the Castle Football Show. Christian Gray, the offensive lineman, joins us on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. The past the halfway point of the 2024 season, about 55% of the way through. So as you guys get ready for essentially the second half, how would you evaluate the team's performance, and what needs to change or be improved upon to make that postseason push that you guys have been trying to eventually get to all season long?
Mostly just staying healthy and playing the same way throughout our weeks, even if we do have injuries, still being able to score points. Simple as that, I think.
Now, what have you learned about the team through the first five games of the year that maybe you didn't know in preseason?
I always thought Bowden was a good quarterback, but he played even better than I thought he would so far. And I've been really impressed with him. I'm proud of him.
That's Christian Gray, one of the offensive linemen for Castle Football here on Week 6 of the Castle Football Show. Hey, Christian, really, really appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow against one of the big bad teams in the SIAC, and that's Rice.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
You got it. We take a step aside here on Week 6 of the Castle Football Show, talking more about Rice with the head coach, Doug Kurt, on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
Wrapping up shop on Week 6 of the Castle Football Show with the head coach, Doug Hurt. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you, getting ready for one of the biggest games of the season on one of the biggest stretches of the schedule of the season. 4-1, the Knights going into a big game against an undefeated Rice Panther team in the bowl, and we are very much looking forward to airing this game as well on WREF. So, Coach, you mentioned earlier in the show that the aerial attack has been more consistent, more fruitful. Is that going to be a big part of tomorrow's game?
Well, I certainly hope so. The weather might have something to say about that, but even at that, we're still going to have to stretch the field and create plays vertically and horizontally, to make sure that we keep a good defense off guard. I think there's no question about it. If we just line up and try to run the ball, we have not been, nearly as successful, as we have been when we're able to open it up and make plays down the field and keep safeties out of the box, so on and so forth. And so, you certainly hope that's clicking for us tomorrow night. I know that our guys on the perimeter and our quarterback would love that opportunity. And so, you know, I think it's got to be a multi-pronged attack, you know, in getting after this defense and trying to keep them off guard, because I think they're really solid, good front, you know, core six or seven guys. And so, you know, that's going to be part of our game plan, no doubt about it.
Against Wright's, of course, with them being undefeated, with them being the home team, I'm not going to say you're going to bend and do what they want to do or play to the rhythm and the cadence that they want to play at, but certainly that's something that they do well. So when you look at the X's and O's, you look at the tape, what does Wright's do well that you've been preaching and focusing on in practice this week?
Well, I think they, you know, a little bit to, you know, my surprise, what you see is a run-heavy football team. You know, Corey, wherever he's been, he's a former quarterback, likes to air it out. And, you know, they really like to run the ball. Now, they're going to take shots and keep you on your toes. And they've certainly got, you know, an excellent stable of quarterbacks and dynamic receivers that can make you pay. And so, you know, I don't think you can't oversell the run or you're going to get hurt in the passing game. And you can't just play, you know, too deep and play coverage and take away the pass, or they're going to run the ball down your throat. So, you know, I think you've got to be balanced in your approach. And I think, you know, do what we do is kind of our thing. I don't think we're going to go wholesale, you know, schematically ever, you know, for anybody. I think, you know, your best cards, you know, as my good friend Mike Murphy, the old linebackers coach for Tony Dungy and the Colts, used to say, you know, regardless of the situation, you know, in big games, you know, dance with the girl that you took to the prom, you know. And so, you know, why are we here at 4-1 in a big game and playing a 5-0, you know, Rice team? Is, you know, we've done some things pretty well, and I don't think you ever want to depart, you know, too far. I think every coach is going to have wrinkles and have, you know, maybe an adjustment here, adjustment there for a particular team. But I think, you know, it's important to know your identity. Know what you're good at, know also what you're not good at, and, you know, try to accentuate the positives and minimize the negatives. I think that's the art of coaching.
Let's talk about the actual atmosphere, not just, oh, it's the Wright's Bowl, it's a big game, but the weather. How have you and the rest of the staff gone about trying to prepare your group for what's looking to be 55, 60-mile-an-hour winds, and who knows what else?
I think it's a – you know, there's a psychological, you know, element to that, but I also think there's a physical element to that. And talking to your guys and making sure you're practicing wet ball drill and getting used to handling a slick football and emphasizing ball security. Ball security is not something that we just, hey, let's throw it in this week. I mean, you know, every week in and week out, our running backs coach, we're working handoffs, we're working you know, multiple drills where, you know, the offense and defense are working together in our competitive tackling circuit where, you know, we're trying to punch a ball out on defense. The offense is trying to, you know, catch the ball, secure it, quick tuck, and make sure that football is secured with 5 points of contact. And so, you know, I think if you're thinking about, you know, what you're going to do, you know, here, you know, right before the game, you know, to get ready for ball security, I think you're a little behind the curve. But certainly I think, you know, as the weather forecast changes, you know, you add some wet ball and get some of those ice buckets out and dip the balls in them and get used to handling that slick football. I think that's probably a very prudent approach.
Again, it's week 6 of the Castle Football Show. The head coach, Doug Hurd, getting us ready for tomorrow's game against Wright's, and a big game for both teams. We're excited to be airing it tomorrow on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app at 6 o'clock. Tyrone's pregame show. Hey, Coach, really, really appreciate the time, not only for the show, but also in general this entire season, and looking forward to seeing what you guys do tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate it, Brad. It's great talking to you, and, you know, we'll welcome Dan back next week, but I've really enjoyed our 2 weeks of talking Castle football and sharing some thoughts.
It's an eternal bond. See, Dan just doesn't have the wavelength that we have, the connection, right? And it's just going to be something that you're going to have to put up with, and the listeners too, when Dan unfortunately comes back. But I'll be here waiting. Don't worry. If you ever want to jump ship and hop on board with me, don't worry about it.
I love it. We'll try to, you know, protect Dan's feelings. You know, he and I only go back like, you know, 20-something years, maybe longer in terms of the friendship with my sister-in-law and his daughter. So, we'll keep it on the up and up, you know, and yes, it's been great, but we'll try to deal with Dan when he returns.
Unfortunately. Hey, Coach, again, really appreciate the time and good luck.
All right, Brad. Thanks so much.
All right. You've been listening to Week 6 of the Castle Football Show on WREF.
You have been listening to the Castle Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Jimmy John's, Cruise and Wash, Mankey's Automotive, by Award War Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, TF Ice Cream, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Castle Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.